I'm Kevin Kelly, and this is Live and Local, your connection to local music, and we've got a pretty interesting bunch for you today. First, a group from Monticello called Stringtown Lane, headed by Leonard Rummery. They are performing at the First Friday event in Monticello tomorrow. That's a service of the Monticello Main Street organization. Cochran Keating is their executive director. He's with us today, so we'll be hearing from Stringtown Lane, first part of the show. And then the second portion, it's Michael Matthews, who is director of the musical version of what was originally a film, The Full Monty. That is opening next week at the Station Theater in Urbana, and he's bringing a couple of his cohorts with him as well. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. That was a waltz by Chopin, given a little bit of a twist with cellist Peter Wispelway. He was never intended in Chopin's imagination to be playing there. Dejan Lazic performed on the piano and the combined forces on Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. This program is your connection to local music, and we have some guys in the studio with us who are going to give their twist to a number of different tunes of some variety. I have an enormous list of things that they could do. I don't know yet what they're going to do, so I'm not even going to read the list lest I give some of it away. But they are a trio that calls themselves Stringtown Lane from Monticello. Are you guys all from Monticello?
Yes.
Living in Monticello?
We are, yeah,
okay, good. Well, that's good, because tomorrow night from 5 to 9, you can hear them at the Monticello First Friday event from 5 to 9 in the Courthouse Square, and I just read the weather forecast earlier, and it looks good.
Oh, good.
I'm assuming this is outdoors. With us is also Cochran Keating, who is the executive director of Monticello Main Street. So thank you, everybody, for coming on in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
We have quite a variety of instruments. Leonard Rummery, are you kind of the leader of the band? You're the one that...
This is one of those groups that, herding squirrels, you can't lead anybody. I'd say we're pretty much equal in terms of what we decide. Rick is the one who seems to be bringing up the music. I mean, what pieces we should play, and it always is a surprise to me because my background doesn't match his. So he's bringing up these pieces that I've never thought about performing, and then I have a great time doing it.
And
so.
Rick is Rick Rhodes. He's the bass player. This is upright bass he's got standing right there, an instrument I used to play long ago, but never in a group like this. And also Bill Blechan, who plays primarily rhythm guitar, it says here. Do you have anything else with you as well, Bill?
Today I'm just playing rhythm guitar and a little bit of lead, sure.
And singing.
Right.
Yeah, I've heard a little taste, but not very much, because I was running around, so I'm looking forward to this whole thing. So one of you, tell me about Stringtown Lane. How did you get together?
Well, let's see. Stringtown, we're all in the Rotary Club of Monticello, and it just, Rick and I sang in a, I was singing still in a barbershop quartet called Four Wheel Drive, which is the, quote, official barbershop quartet of the Monticello Rotary Club. It's also the only barbershop quartet. So I knew that Rick played the bass, and he knew that I played the guitar, and I also knew that both Bill and Rick are in another group which is called High Cotton, a bluegrass group that many
High
people...
Cotton?
High Cotton. Many people around the area probably have heard them play. So I think we just started saying, let's meet and have a good time and see what we come up with, and that's what we came up with. Yeah.
That's exactly right.
And the name, you in an email indicated you were still researching
I asked
there.
All the people that I could think of that would know. I looked in an old book. There's an area of surrounding Monticello. Actually, it's in Willow Branch Township, which used to be called Stringtown, and nobody knows why. But Stringtown Lane is a lane at the north end of Willow Branch Township, and it, for probably since 1840 has been known as Stringtown Lane, and again, nobody seems to know why. If I looked in old books, they just assumed that you knew it was Stringtown Lane and you knew where it was.
So you'd have to exhume somebody to get
yes,
the answer.
Yes, I'm going to talk to the Historical Society and see who the best person to exhume would be.
It would have to be somebody.
I think it might be George Patterson, who was one of the founders of Piatt County, or rather Monticello, and I think he may have lived on Stringtown Lane.
It would have to be somebody who's still conversant
right.
in that state, which would be something else entirely. At that point, you
very
probably
difficult.
Wouldn't be worried too much about Stringtown Lane. You would have won your lottery. let's launch right into what you guys do. Let's find
right.
out.
Well, we're going to start with Margaritaville first. And the only interesting thing that I found, you know, the internet is wonderful for finding out background about pieces you do. There was a movie called Club Dread in 1977. And in that movie, there was a character named Coconut Pete. In the film, he was really upset with Jimmy Buffett because he asserted that Buffett stole this song from the character's song, which was called Pina Coladaberg, instead of Margaritaville. So I think it was just a cute
but
name.
We're doing the
Margaritaville version. That's right, yeah. We don't have all the instruments, so we're going to fill in with what we can.
So, Leonard, you are playing, what is that instrument?
I'm going to play the recorder on what is originally the organ part, I think, in the original version.
And we have bass and guitar. This is
and I'll pick up the ukulele in a minute.
All right, this is Stringtown Lane on Live and Local on FM 90.9.
Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake, all of those tourists covered with oil, strumming my sixth string on my front porch swing. Smell of shrimp there beginning to boil. Wasted away again in Margaritaville, searching for my lost sugar salt. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame, but I know it's nobody's fault. Searching for my lost shaker of salt. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame, but I know, hell, it could be my fault. My flip-flop, stepped on a pop-top, cut my heel, had to cruise on back home. But there's booze in the blender, and soon it will render that frozen concoction that helps me hang on. Wasting away again in Margaritaville, searching for my lost shaker of salt. Some people claim that there's a woman
Margaritaville, composed by Jimmy Buffett, I presume?
Yes, yeah.
And performed here by Stringtown Lane, who are Leonard Remery playing the small recorder and the ukulele, and singing, of course, all three of these guys singing, and Rick Rhodes on the bass, and the lead singer in that case, and Bill Blacan, who is playing rhythm guitar. Bill is an officer at the First State Bank in Monticello. Rick is an agent for CF&H Insurance in Monticello. And Leonard recently retired from the office of Piatt County's state's attorney. Now in private law practice in Monticello. Leonard, I've known for quite some years, at least peripherally, through Champaign-Urbana Theater Company initially. But I know you have an interesting route through music and away and kind of back again, but you've never really left it. You were once on the choral music faculty at the University of Illinois.
Right, that's right. From 77 to 82, I was on the choral. I was assistant professor of music in the choral division. Yeah.
And what decided to send you into law practice?
Well, it was a slightly long transition. Basically, administration was not my thing, and so I moved from here to the University of California system for a year, and then I became a computer programmer. Then my wife and I wanted to move back to Monticello because our daughter was growing up and we wanted her to grow up there. So we figured out, what can you do, what job can you do in Monticello? Well, it's a county seat. So I decided to go to law school, and we still had the house in Monticello, so I went to law school at the U of I, graduated, got the job as the assistant state's attorney, and then sort of was continuously that, and then the state's attorney for all those years.
But you've never stopped the music thing.
Never stopped the music. I don't know whether you remember, but the show that I was in that you directed was
Camelot.
Camelot, mm-hmm. Very good, that's right. And a great show, and I always love being in the shows when you direct them.
So, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, and you've directed a number of them yourself, now.
Yeah, not for a while. Well, you know, I'm kind of picky on the particular vehicle. I tend to like the Rodgers and Hammerstein and that the older ones, and when they do the newer ones, I let the younger guys do that.
I even did one of those newer ones.
One of the newer ones,
Les Mis,
a few years ago,
which they're working on right now.
Yep.
And Bill, how did you have musical background before getting into banking? Or
my musical background is just personal enjoyment. Played in the school band growing up, and then have played guitar. It's interesting how I started playing guitar. You always wonder what happens with those school demonstrations. And when I was in sixth grade, which would have been in the 60s, one of my classmates brought an electric guitar with the little square box amp and played his guitar. And I just thought that was the neatest thing in the world. And, of course, you saw it on TV, too. So I thought, I want to play the guitar, and went home and asked my parents, can I get a guitar? My mom was a piano player. She loved playing the piano, and she said, sure. So I've just been playing guitar just for fun ever since I was in sixth grade. And then we played for community theater. One time, one of the directors of the Monticello Theater Association also went to my church, and I'd played in the church folk groups and the music ministry for lots of years, really from the time I got out of college. And he said, we're going to put on a play called Cotton Patch Gospel, which was the life of Jesus set in the South. Told the whole life of Jesus in a very Southern way, in a local way, Southernly. And he got together a group of people to be the bluegrass band, of course, being a Cotton Patch Gospel type of thing. Rick happened to be part of that and several other members. And there started my interest in bluegrass. And that was at least 12 or 13, 14 years ago. And ever since then, we've been playing bluegrass with the core group of those people who were just kind of pulled from random of the Monticello area that director knew to be the pit band and the actors for that play. And so that we've just kind of gone forward from there. And I've been lucky enough to be the worst musician in every band I'm in and have a lot of fun.
Rick, same question to you. You're in insurance at this point. Has that been your main thrust through your professional career?
It has for the last 20 years or so. I started as a teacher. I have a voice degree from Eastern Illinois University, and so I taught choral music at Muhammad Seymour High School the year they built the new high school. And I decided after 1 year of teaching that wasn't my cup of tea, if you will, and decided that sales was the way to go. And I never did lose the interest in music. I stayed active with several types of music and theater, but went into the insurance business, made a little bit more money, and maybe I sold out, but I've enjoyed it. The freedom is really nice, so I can go to Leonard's house and play, you know, for an hour and a half over lunch hour.
Sure. Well, and actually have an hour and a half lunch hour.
Which it's nice.
Which is not bad either. We're talking with the trio that calls itself Stringtown Lane in Monticello. They're playing tomorrow evening, part of the First Friday event in Monticello, at the downtown square. What is it called? Courthouse Square.
We're actually going to play at the Rotary Centennial Park, which is behind the Steeple Gallery and across from the Dairy Queen. So if people, and we're starting a little after the event starts. We're starting, I think, around 6:30 or so. But the event starts earlier.
We'll get the full picture of the First Friday event and some about downtown Monticello from Cochrane Keating, who is the new executive director of Monticello Main Street. But first, since this is, as we say, your connection to local music, let's have some more music from Stringtown Lane.
Great. Well, we're going to sing next a Cuban song written probably in the 30s or maybe the early 40s by Isolina Carrillo, and it's called Dos Gardenias Para Ti. The interesting thing about this song is that there are many, many, it was a very popular song, so there's a lot of restaurants in Cuba named Dos Gardenias. That's the name of the restaurant.
Two Gardenias.
Two Gardenias. Yeah, the song is says, I'm going to give you two gardenias, and they represent my love for you. Take care of them, and if you ever notice that they've died, it will be because you've betrayed me with another lover. So that's the content of the song.
This is a deep song.
It is an interesting song. Okay, here we go. Dos gardenias para ti, con ellas quiero decir, te quiero, te adoro, mi vida. Ponle toda tu atención, que harán tu corazón y el mío. Dos gardenias para ti, que tendrán todo el calor de un beso. De esos besos que te di y que jamás encontrarás en el calor de otro querer. A tu lado vivirán y se hablarán como cuando estás conmigo. Y hasta creerás que te dirán te quiero. Pero si un atardecer las gardenias de mi amor se mueren, es porque han adivinado que tu amor me ha traicionado, porque existe otro querer. A tu lado vivirán y se hablarán como cuando estás conmigo. Y hasta creerás que te dirán te quiero. Pero si un atardecer las gardenias de mi amor se mueren, es porque han adivinado que tu amor me ha traicionado, porque existe otro querer. Es porque han adivinado que tu amor me ha traicionado, porque existe otro querer.
Los Gardenias para ti. Did I get that right?
Yep.
And do we know who wrote that, or that's just
Isolina Carrillo, lady. She was an interesting person. She was from a very musical family. She made her debut playing the piano at 10 in her father's orchestra because the piano player called in sick. And she became a very famous musician in Cuba, wrote a lot of songs, but this is, in fact, the most popular one, and it's engraved on her tombstone.
And how many folks have made their big break in similar fashion, one way or another? Stringtown Lane here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Coming up later in the show, Michael Matthews, who is the director of the musical version of The Full Monty at the Station Theater, which opens next week. He and, I believe, a couple of the folks in playing in the show will be joining us. Also with us right now is Cochran Keating, who is president of, or I guess executive director of, Monticello Main Street, which sponsors the First Friday event in Monticello, which is why these guys are here, because they're playing tomorrow night from 5 to 9. Thanks for coming up, and why don't you tell us about Monticello Main Street and then a little bit about the First Friday event.
I'll give you the elevator version of Monticello Main Street. Its mission in Monticello, beautiful town, is to help ensure the economic vitality of the downtown area and the architectural integrity as well, so to preserve the history that is Monticello. To highlight that, we sponsor various events. Chocolate Fantasy, for instance, in February, and then May Market in May, and Farmers Market in June, and on and on and on. But the one thread that goes through the entire year is First Friday on the square. And First Friday is a really recent phenomenon that brings musicians and activities to the square area. In addition to Stringtown Lane this Friday, we have horse rides put on by the Trailblazers. That should be fun. And the Monticello Theater Association is going to do some presentations as well between Stringtown Lane. Yeah, so we're looking for a night of good weather, and we're looking for a night of pure entertainment and joy downtown.
And how did you get involved in the Downtown Association?
I was on the board of directors when the current director decided to take another job, and because of my background, was called in to do the job, asked if I would do the job. And of course, being an event person and having that in my background, it was a natural for me. So I said, sure, I love it, and I do. It's in my blood.
So since you mentioned your background and being involved in events, what is that? What has your background been?
I've been in broadcasting all my life, so I've done what you guys do, I guess for the better part of my life. Went from the morning radio personality for years at a radio station. It was much like WGN is now in Jacksonville, Florida, and then graduated, and I put that in quotes, to ownership, which was a wild ride. As radio started to become more of a fragmented industry. And then currently do voiceovers as the main part of my living. But along the way, you can only do voiceovers so many hours of the day, and it leaves a lot of room for more creativity. So along the way, I've been executive director of a Sister Cities program in St. Augustine. Started the St. John's County Fair because somebody dared me to do it. We didn't have one in Florida. And four or five other things that have just been a lot of fun.
If you're not careful, people who are listening to this are going to start putting you on their short list of some other kind of board, for when you're done with this one.
Oh, no. This is the last one.
Everybody says that.
And I've set aside 3 years for this one. But Monticello is such an exciting town. I just have to tell people, if you're not familiar with Monticello, that my wife and family and I decided to move up 3 years ago. And we drove all over central Illinois and stopped by chance in Monticello. She's in the doctoral program in community development here at the university. So we needed a place close. And drove into Monticello and exhaled. It was immediately familiar. And a wonderful place to live and raise a family.
It's a refreshing kind of place to be. I've not spent a lot of time there, but when I've gone through, yeah, there's something about that. You get into town, it's like, this place just feels nice. And university, you referred, is the University of Illinois, which is where WYLL is. Before we run out of time, we better hear another couple of songs. And I'll ask you afterwards so you can think about this, how you come up with some of these, because it's quite a variety. But what's next in store?
Well, the next we're going to sing in the jailhouse now, and I need to make sure, are we in the same key? Because we sing... No.
You want to do that in B.
Right, good. Okay, because we change the key every once in a while. This is the song that Rick yodels on. It's one of the songs. And he does that because Jimmy Rogers, the guy who wrote this song, was known as the Blue Yodeler. And he yodeled in almost at the end, so the breaks of every song. Wrote the songs in the late 20s, was recorded about the same time as the Carter Family. And if you've seen the movie, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, remember that? There's a guy who does some recordings, field recordings. Well, that is based on a guy named Ralph Peer, and Jimmy Rogers and the Carter Family both were recorded by him to start with. Jimmy Rogers became a really, really famous guy, died early. But this is one of his most famous songs, one that my father actually would be surprised I was playing.
I bet there's more than one.
Yeah, there's two in the jailhouse now is by him and one by somebody else.
I meant there's probably more than one he'll be surprised to be hearing you sing. This is
yeah,
Stringtown Lane on Live and Local on FM 90.9.
Okay, here we go.
I had a friend named Ramblin' Bob. He used to steal and gamble and rob. He thought he was the smartest guy around. Well, I found out last Monday that Bob got locked up Sunday. They got him in the jailhouse way downtown. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. Well, I told him once or twice to stop playing cards and shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now. Bob liked to play his poker, pinochle, whist, and euchre. But shooting dice, it was his favorite game. He got thrown in jail with nobody to pay his bail. The judge done said that he refused the fine. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. Well, I told him once or twice to stop playing cards and shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now. Tuesday, I met a girl named Susie. Said I was the swellest guy around. Well, we got to spending my money, and she started to calling me honey. We took in every cabaret in town. We're in the jailhouse now. We're in the jailhouse now. Well, I told that judge right to his face, I don't like to see this place. We're in the jailhouse now.
I think the I'm grinning over here at the number of people who must turn on the WYLL-FM at noon these days, on the weekdays, and wonder, what am I hearing now?
You've gone to country station, right?
Well, I mean, just the whole idea of yodeling and Margaritaville and everything else, but it is acoustic music, and that's how we sort of define ourselves on this show. But, of course, we're right in the Monday through Friday, we're right in the middle of our classical day. And I promise you, folks, we will get back to classical music at 1:06. But I like just about everything, and so we're banking on sort of a similar sentiment from our listeners. This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. And we're having a good time here in Studio F at the station with Stringtown Lane, who are Leonard Rummery, who was not singing lead on this one. That was Rick Rhodes. Leonard playing the guitar. Rick Rhodes, the singer and yodeler, along with the bass right here, and Bill Blacan playing rhythm guitar on Live and Local. This is Stringtown Lane performing tomorrow night as part of the First Friday event in Monticello from 5 to 9 in the Courthouse Square, and they're playing in, what was the name of the park, Leonard?
Rotary Centennial Park.
Rotary Centennial Park.
Behind the Steeple Gallery.
So who comes up with all these songs?
It's Rick's fault.
Pretty much all.
I have 6,000 songs on my iPod and a fairly eclectic sense of taste.
I'd say that's
and
right.
So I listened to the movie, what was the name of that movie?
Which one?
The one that had the bluegrass music in it.
Oh, yeah.
Was that Brother,
Where Art
Thou?
Yeah. And I liked every song in it. And the last song was one of those. And I think it's really interesting to hear people yodel. Some of the people do it really quickly. I have not been able to master that yet, but
You'll keep practicing. And what defines a song as a candidate for Stringtown Lane?
There's no category. What happens is Rick comes to us with CDs and he says, here's some songs I think you might like, and I dread that moment. And I listen to them and I go, oh my God, I'm not going to sing any of those songs. And then after a while, I sort of say, okay, all right, I'll give you this one. We'll do this one. And then I go, oh, I really love this song. Can we do this one? Oh yeah, but that's a great song. Do this one. Yeah. So pretty soon we're doing pretty much every song he comes up with, but with some initial resistance.
So,
it's because of my background.
So by now, you should have the reaction that I tell my choir they should by now have. When they see something where they want to groan initially, they know they're going to end up loving it, so just skip the groan stage.
Yep, you should. And I'm learning that. I'm learning that.
Yeah, good. Well, we have just time for one more song.
Great.
So what's
okay.
It going to be?
It's going to be Sloop John B. This song is about, this is a very old Caribbean folk song, originally collected by Carl Sandburg, actually, in the 20s. It's about a real ship, which was a sponging ship, a ship that went around to collect sponges in the Caribbean. It foundered in the Bahamas in around 1900. What happened was I liked the old Kingston Trio version. I started writing out an arrangement based on that. And I think what happened is Brian Wilson's hand came down and grabbed the pen from me, because in the middle of it, it kind of turns into a Beach Boys version of it. And that I wrested the pen from him at the end, and we end up in a kind of a back in the Kingston Trio sound. So
you're responsible for this arrangement, in other words.
Yes, yeah. Yes, I am. Me and Brian Wilson and the Kingston Trio. Okay, this is a Sloop John B. Okay.
You forgot your capo.
Oh, thank you. I left it in the other key. That happens sometimes.
Keys,
how about
though.
This one? Is this? Yeah. Okay. Here we go. We'll try it again.
We come on the sloop John B. My grandfather and me. Around Nassau town we did roam, drinking all night.
Drinking all night.
Got into a fight. Well, I feel so break up. I want to go home.
I want to go home. So now
hoist up the John B. sails. See how the mainsail's set. Call for the captain ashore. Let me go home.
Let me go home.
Let me go home.
Let me go home.
I want to go home.
Why don't you let me go?
Well, I feel so break up. I want to go.
to come and take him away. Sheriff Johnstone,
Sheriff Johnstone,
why don't you leave me alone?
Why don't you leave me alone?
Well, I feel so break up. I want to go home.
I want to go home. So now
I stop the John B. sails. See how the mainsail set. Call for the captain ashore. Let me go home. Let me go home. I want to go home. Yeah, yeah. Well, I feel so break up. I want to go home.
Hoist up the John B. sails.
Hoist up the John B. sails.
This is the worst trip I've ever been on.
So hoist up the John B. Hoist up the John B. See how the mainsail, see how the mainsail. Call for the captain ashore. Let me go home. Let me go home.
Let me go home.
Let me go home.
I want to go home.
Why don't you let me go home?
Well, I feel so break up. I want to go home.
I want to go home.
Arranged by Leonard Rummery and Brian Wilson, in a way. Music performed here on Live and Local on FM 90.9 by Stringtown Lane, three gentlemen from Monticello, Leonard Rummery, Rick Rose, and Bill Blacan, all otherwise occupied in other businesses than music during the day, and they break out their guitars, bass, and other things at night and or over the lunch hour, as it turns out, and will be performing as part of the monthly First Friday event in Monticello. From 5 to 9 on the Courthouse Square, they'll be in the park right nearby. And I thank all of you gentlemen for coming in, and also Cochran Keating, who
thank
is executive director of the Monticello Main Street organization.
Thanks for having us.
It's been thank a you very much.
Thank you very much.
I wish we could sit and hear a few more songs, but we have to go talk to some folks about a musical called The Full Monty, just going to yet another extension of this show, which is opening at the Station Theater next week in Urbana. This is Live and Local, and it really is FM 90.9. And a little early music from Pifaro, the Renaissance band, some Renaissance Italian music for winds, very old winds, heard on Live and Local here on FM 90.9. Today's broadcast is made possible in part by a grant from the Meredith Foundation dedicated to supporting the musical arts in performance and presentation.
This is WILL radio station manager Jay Pierce. If you haven't renewed your membership this year, please join us June 11th for One Day Thursday. Call, renew your membership, or make a first-time gift. Your support means more of the music and performances you want to hear on FM 90.9. Thanks.
The Full Monty was originally a film and is now a musical with a book by Terrence McNally and score by David Yazbek, hoping I'm saying his name right. And the Station Theater, the Celebration Company at the Station Theater in Urbana, is putting this musical on starting next week. And we have with us the director of the show, Michael Matthews, along with two of what I presume are lead characters, Malia Andrus and Matt Fear. And they're all with us on Live and Local today. Thanks for coming in.
Hi.
Thanks for having us, Kevin.
Michael, give us an introduction to the show.
Well, we are the first of the summer session at the Station Theater, along with Absurd Person Singular. It is about steelworkers in Boston, or not Boston, rather, but Buffalo, New York, which is where they moved it for the play, that they've been out of work for about 18 months, and one of them gets the idea that if they have one special night as strippers, they will be able to make some money and sort of turn things in their life around.
And I suppose it would be giving away the story to find out if they succeed or not.
Well, it is called the Full Monty for a reason. And we have six very nervous actors for that exact same reason.
You have one of them in the studio with you right now.
Yeah.
But he's doing the Full Monty here, and he seems very comfortable.
Yes. See, they all are, as a matter of fact. See, that's the thing about radio. You can do what you want or pretend that you're doing what you want, and nobody will know the better. So, Matt, what is your role in this show?
I play the part of Dave Bukatinski, one of the I'm the main character's best friend, and I'm the first one he tries to get to take his clothes off in front of thousands of women. Dave is a little bit of a chunky fellow, and he's got some serious self-esteem issues that he has to work out with himself and his wife in order to actually get up on stage and go the full Monty. So,
and are these self-esteem issues that you share with this character, or is this something you have to...
This play is very much my Everest. You know, if I can do this play, I can do anything. You know, I'm a bigger guy, so I do have kind of those self-esteem issues and things that I'm working through myself, so playing this part is really, you know, kind of personal and kind of cool. I should be able to drop trow at any moment now after this show, though. Just any time somebody wants me to drop my pants, I should just be able to go, okay, bam.
There's no good theater without consequences.
Well, and I'd say it's been really interesting watching all of the guys rehearse for this show and have those moments, those same moments that are in the script of being awkward with their bodies in rehearsal as they should do in the show. Right. So it's been interesting.
Last night we had our first night where we did a scene in our underwear. There's a whole number where all six of us are in our underwear. And it's basically every man's worst nightmare. You're in your underwear and you're being circled by, you know, four or five very attractive women circling you, telling you all your shortcomings. And we did that scene for the first time last night in our underwear. And it was very... interesting. It was very surreal.
I'm still not convinced that some socks weren't smuggled in to a few people.
No.
Wow. Malia Andrus, what is your role in this show?
My character's name is Vicky Nichols, and she is the wife of one of the men who eventually gets roped in to be a stripper. She's kind of a materialistic, almost a trophy wife. Her husband was the foreman of the plant before it was closed down or before he lost his job. So she kind of doesn't know that he's out of a job for most of the entire show. He hides it really well. So she's kind of crazy and quirky and a really good time to play. So,
and you brought along a CD of the show, and this is a show I don't know at all. So I'm really kind of looking forward to hearing something from it. Why don't you set up the cut we're going to play?
Well, this is actually the song that made me fall in love with the show in the first place. This is right after, if you've seen the movie, they save Malcolm from killing himself in a car. And then they have an elongated discussion about how you shouldn't kill yourself when you have friends that'll help you do it for you.
And the name of the song is?
Big Ass Rock.
From the Full Monty, being put on by the station. I have to say that in the proper order, by the Celebration Company at the Station Theater in Urbana, starting next Thursday, I believe, June the 11th.
Let's find a rock. I mean a big-ass rock. Or maybe something like a cinder block is better. I'll hoist it up and drop it on your face, my buddy. And just before the lights go out, you'll see my smile and you'll know you've got a friend with a rock.
Your spinal cord. This world is cold when you're alone and they ignore you. But don't kill yourself. We'll do it for you. You've got a friend.
And before we get to some words that we can't say on the air, we'll fade that out there. That's from the Full Monty. Musical, based originally on the movie, which I do remember seeing. And you know what I am forgetting is, was the Full Monty a musical film?
There was a lot of music in it, and it was they switched up quite a bit in what they were playing in the movie itself. But this is all original songs. Like the end of the movie has a Tom Jones "You Can Leave Your Boots On," where here it's got the song called "Let It Go," which is completely original. So there's nothing from the original movie as far as music that's used.
But otherwise, the story is very similar, other than it's Americanized a bit.
Yeah, it's Americanized and has the many, many different locations that the movie has.
And who chooses the shows when the station decides to put something on?
Well, this one's sort of... Is this your fault, Matt?
No. No.
There aren't many things that are Matt's fault, but this might not be one of them.
Right. The artistic director of the station, Rick Orr, has wanted to do this show for a while. Like, this is a very, very good show. And when I first moved up here about 3 years ago, I heard rumors that this show was going to happen, and I've just been constantly hearing, hey, the station might be doing it, the station might be doing it. And then finally they were like, hey, we've got the rights, but we need a director. And I was like, well, what about Michael Matthews? He's not doing anything this summer. He's a teacher.
Yeah, he pointed at me after Trailer Park the Musical's reception. I'm walking, leaving, and he just points at me and goes, Michael Matthews. And I point back and go, Matt Fear. And he points at me and goes, Michael Matthews. And I was getting tired of this game. And he was clearly talking to another friend of ours, and I'm like, it's going to put you in a little bit of spot because you're obviously talking about me, so I'm going to take off. And about a week and a half later, I got the phone call asking if I wanted to do it.
And this was what they were talking about, as it turns out. Yeah. And have you directed other shows for the station?
This is my first. I've been in two shows for the station, but this is the first one I've directed for the station.
And are directors chosen more or less that way? Somebody has a revelation that this so-and-so would be good for this?
Well, people can put in their proposals. In fact, I believe, the deadline for next season has already come and gone as far as proposals for next season. If a prospective director, what they will do is they'll find a play that they think will fit at the station, and then they'll write up a proposal and submit it. And then there's a committee that looks at it and, you know, tries to fit together a good season, you know, things that will fit together. And then they'll go from there.
And the rest, Michael, you mentioned a little bit ago, there's two other shows this summer or
one
other show?
There's one other show, Absurd Person Singular. It's it's a farce with three couples. During the auditions,
it's a British farce,
because we held auditions together, the scenes were hilariously funny. And I'm really looking forward to seeing that. So we're packaging our two shows together.
For those who have never been to a show at the station, why don't you tell a little bit about the physical facility, because it's an interesting space.
It is an old train station. It's a fairly small space. It's going to be a very intimate show, no pun intended.
Matt is just cringe. All of those self-esteem issues are pouring out right now.
Right here, right here. It's going to be like Oprah on the radio.
So I think we're getting about the same as Trailer Park. What, about 95 people maybe in there? So it's one of those. We've got some tickets going kind of quick. So if people want to see it, because it's got a 95 capacity, we do have 5 weeks of shows, though. But it's a small place. We've got a couple platforms. We've got a stage that pushes out from underneath the other ones for the final bit.
The set, I find, is really cool and very creative use of the space, particularly because we have to have a band, which is not something that typically happens for the station shows that I've seen. We've had some origami-type issues.
A little bit.
Yeah, you've got to get creative using that space. What's the number for folks to call if they want tickets?
Basically, I don't know the number right off the top of my head, but you can go to www.stationtheater.com, and that'll have all the ticket information. Or you can call
384-4000. $8 on Wednesdays, $10 on Thursdays and Sundays, and $15 on Fridays and Saturdays.
And Michael Matthews is the director, Malia Andrus and Matt Fear among the actors, in the musical version of The Full Monty. Celebration Company of the Station Theater opens it next Thursday, June 11th. And thank you all very much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
time for us to do a little calendar of some of the other things happening in our area, and it's a fair amount as we get into the weekend. Starting with tomorrow, Grassroots Revival is, I believe, a bluegrass band playing at the Dockside Cafe at Kickapoo State Park at the Kickapoo Landing in Oakwood. That's tomorrow night at 5:30. Singer-songwriter Denise LaGrassa is going to be at the First Friday celebrations in downtown Bloomington. We mentioned the ones in Monticello is the first part of our show, but that's in downtown Bloomington tomorrow night at 5:30. The Champaign-Urbana Theater Company is holding auditions for Annie Get Your Gun tomorrow night from 6 to 9 and also Saturday from 10 to 6. That's at the Busey Center, located in downtown Urbana, just north of Busey Bank. And it's a strawberry jam, which refers to strawberries and bluegrass, in downtown Arthur, both Friday and Saturday from 9 to 6. Also tomorrow, the Carl Foundation Auxiliary Benefit Concert with Dina Vermette and the Woody Woodward Quartet. They're going to be at the Virginia Theater in downtown Champaign. That's tomorrow night at 7:30. And on Saturday, it's Hangin' at the Hangar with the Bud Vandiver Band and the Sandy Hackle Orchestra at the New Airport Hangar in Rantoul. That's from 5 to 10 on Saturday night. And it's Wine, Art, and Music in with Ben Bedford, who's a singer-songwriter. That's at the Sleepy Creek Vineyards in Fairmount, Saturday at 8 o'clock. Those are just some of the goings-on, musically speaking, in our area. And you're hearing about them on Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we have news headlines from NPR. Then Julie Amaker has more classical music for you. And the forecast calls for a mostly sunny sky with a high temperature around 70. Tonight will be clear with a low of 48. Tomorrow, sunny, the high 76. And Saturday, partly to mostly sunny with a high of 82. Currently 67 degrees, coming up on 1 o'clock. I'm Kevin Kelly. Thanks for joining us. And on tomorrow's show, I didn't write this down, so I have to remember who's on tomorrow's show. Three members of the Baroque Artists of Champaign-Urbana performed live for us yesterday. We recorded the conversation, and the performance will bring them to you tomorrow. And that and a little bit more. Hope you can join us for Live and Local on FM 90.9. Send us your calendar items at willcalendar@illinois.edu. That's W-I-L-L calendar@illinois.edu. Let us know about your event or your organization, and we'll try to get you on the show. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Julie Amacher's program following the news.